COVID-19 restrictions are lifted across the Golden State as of today. We've been looking forward to this day for a long time. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is State Senator Mike McGuire. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Michelle. It is a good day today.
It really is. But do you think that we've earned this reopening? Are we safe enough to lift these restrictions, in your opinion?
I think it's thanks to the millions of Californians who sacrificed so much over the past many months that got us to this moment, this occasion. Look, it is because of the hard work of nurses and doctors and teachers and grocery clerks, small business owners, public health officials, that we are finally here today. I do think that because of the California people, we have earned it, as you said. 72% of California's adult population now has at least one shot. We believe that by July 4th, we're going to hit that federal goal of 75% with one shot. And these vaccines, all the evidence shows, even with this more challenging Delta variant, that it is going to stand up against it. And we believe that we're in pretty good shape. Now, I just want to say this, though. We have to remain vigilant, and we have to continue to close the gap on vaccinations, which is why we encourage everyone to go to myturn.gov to be able to book your vaccination appointment if you have not already done so.
And, of course, we've had this Vax-a-Million lottery that the governor set up. Is there anything else that the state is doing to get more people vaccinated, any incentive program?
I think the bottom line is this, is we are all going to be healthier. Your family is going to be healthier if you get vaccinated. I would hope that is going to be incentive enough. But there are going to be additional incentives here in the coming weeks that the state will be announcing through that initial allocation of budget funds, over $100 million in incentive prizes and cash to be able to get folks vaccinated. I'll give you an example of what we're going to be doing on July 2nd, for example, up in Humboldt County. On July 2nd, you show up to get vaccinated at a ballpark clinic with the Humboldt Crabs. You're going to be able to get a hot dog dinner, a brew, and into the game for free. I think we're going to continue to see that as we move forward. But here's the bottom line. The more we all are vaccinated, the more normal it's going to be. And that's the really important piece. And we are especially focused on flu season. The more folks that we can get vaccinated for the coronavirus ahead of the fall, the better we're off we're going to be here as the Golden State. And I got to say this. Who would have thought, Michelle, if you think back, just 6 months ago, we would be where we're at today, with 72% of California's population having at least one shot. Michelle, you have to admit, I mean, we've made incredible progress. We were the epicenter of this virus just 6 months ago, and it's because of the sacrifices of Californians that we're here today, right?
Yeah, it is pretty clear, especially when you look at countries outside of the United States and how low their vaccine rates are. For us to be at 72% in California is just really kind of incredible. So how are we balancing pandemic recovery efforts with other priorities like the drought and wildfire season into the state budget?
It's a great question. So we have multiple focuses on multiple fronts right now. So on the drought, you're going to see specific allocation of just under $5 billion that will be moving into city, county, water district hands, homeowner hands here with the drought in the coming few weeks. There's going to be some specific focuses on that. Number one, to continue to take out turf. We're going to incentivize that across the state. Take out your lawns, put in drought-resistant landscape materials. Number two, we're going to push additional regional off-stream storage, additional smaller storage ponds across the state for ag and municipal users. On wildfires, record funding this year, $1.5 billion, a lot of it going into wildfire prevention for fuel breaks, dead and dying tree removal, vegetation management projects. Those dollars are already on the ground. We know that down at Mount Tam and Marin, they're moving on a project. Fitch Mountain is moving a project in Hillsburg. You're going to see tens of millions of dollars here in the North Bay alone getting these fire prevention projects moved, executed, and completed so that our communities are safer. So this is all hands on deck effort. We got multiple crises, the drought, wildfire season, the pandemic, and we're not going to miss a beat. And you should also anticipate, Michelle, that the state will be launching an e-card program Folks know if you're vaccinated or not. More details to come on that later this week.
Okay. All right. We'll definitely follow up on that one. And of course, this has been such a hard year for so many in Sonoma County, but there have been some bright spots like welcoming new family members. So how are things going for you and Erica and little baby Connor? And what kind of empathy do you have for other parents who are taking this on during a pandemic?
Oh my gosh. I got to tell you, Michelle, it has been, and I'm going to get blubbery with you and I apologize.
It's fine.
It's been the best. it's been wonderful. And Connor turned 12 weeks old on Sunday. It has been an adventure. We really struggled getting pregnant, if I could be candid, in having him here. It's just, it feels so special. And the damn kid doesn't sleep. So we're looking forward to those days. But look, you're absolutely right. It does show empathy for those parents. I have folks who I work with who have been plus doing their full-time job. Parents have had it rough during this pandemic, and so much heart goes out to them because it has been a rough damn time over these past many months, let's be honest.
Yeah, it has been tough, but today is really sort of a beacon of hope. It's really good news. We really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Michelle, you're the best. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That is State Senator Mike McGuire.